As you were bearing in mind the previous question, I think we used another verse, and I put this question in ignorance. There's a verse we use to prove the truth of other religions. I think it's the verse, Katavallahu
liaglibanna
wa rasuli. With the other verse that was just used, it apparently misses or leaves out the Baha'i faith, because even though it was fulfilled as far as the murder of, I think, Baha'u'llah is concerned,
yes.
The other side is that, I think, I was watching a program recently,
yes.
And they were saying something to the effect that the Baha'i faith is the fastest growing religion. And could you please explain how the Baha'is are, you know...
Have you yourself noticed that they are actually the fastest growing religion?
Publicity-wise, we read a lot about them in the papers.
That's just a publicity.
Yeah.
And in reality, you don't see Baha'is growing at all, anywhere. The fact is that Hazrat Muslim Maud, about 50 years ago, disclosed this secret of Baha'i propaganda. He said that, I have made investigations, and when we find out from Baha'is where they are found in large numbers, according to their propaganda and claims, they will indicate some place, and where, when we make inquiries there, they say, no, not here, at some other place. And when we shift the inquiries to that place, they say, no, it's not here, but the third place, and so on. So this was detected by Hazrat Muslim Maud that long before. And it is exactly the same technique here. And I am myself a witness to this fraud. Because I happened to be in Chicago when there was to be a yearly ceremony to be held in their greatest center in the world, which happens to be in Chicago. They have built a beautiful temple there. It is so glorious and so expensive that millions upon millions of dollars must have been spent there. It's a huge affair. And in a very expensive area. So there they were going to hold a function which was of some importance. I don't exactly remember the name of that function, but it was well publicized. It was said that this was going to be the annual function of the entire American Baha'i movement and so on. So I went there along with my wife and my daughters. And we attended the function. There were also, we appointed khuddam on all sides to count the number of people who visited the Baha'i temple, and also to interview them and find out if they were Baha'is or just visitors. So next to me was sitting a Baha'i couple. During this, I asked that couple if they were all Baha'is who had visited the temple, and they were hardly 140, 130, you know, that was my guess. That should be the number, my estimate. So the answer was, yes, all of them are Baha'is. So I asked, why so small a number? Because it was so publicized, a meeting, and you say that Baha'is have spread far and wide, and it's become a very important sect in or religion in America, and the building also speaks highly of you, because it's a huge building and so beautifully made, and fortunes must have been spent on this. But why there are so few people? So the answer was something, you know, something was mumbled which didn't carry any sense. But anyway, there was no time for debate, I left it at that. Afterwards, I asked Khuddam, what was the result of their inquiry? And they told me that of all the people, there were just 23 Baha'is. All the rest were visitors like us. You know, just because of this propaganda they had come, and also I was told that they do come generally every day to see this building, because it's a very beautiful building. So all the tourists, etc., are attracted to this building. So some of them were ordinary tourists who came there anyway. And some had, like us, had heard of this day, and so we visited that place. Now, this is what I have seen with my own eyes. It is happening everywhere in the world. Only in some remote islands you will find them in some numbers, say 100 or so. But I doubt if the entire population in the world equals that of Ahmadis in England.
So the claim that was made in the program was that their number about 3 million in the world.
Totally, absolutely wrong. You can write to that to people of that program and find out where those 3 million are. You know, the Baha'is are a very interesting sect. They have to be studied at some depth because the money they have, the resources they have, are out of all proportion to their number. Where does it come from? And the message now, which they gave to the people, has become almost a New York Christianity. It has the message which they deliver abroad in the European and Western countries. That message has nothing anymore to do with Islam. It is almost a version of Christianity of the same love as spoken of by Jesus Christ, of reappearance of Jesus Christ, and the law which they give them is almost the same as the Christian law. So I think they might have some connection with some international agencies of some sort, but I'm not sure. But suspicions, there are ground for suspicion. There is ground for suspicions. Anyway, you can write to them and let us know, because I should be interested to send my representatives there and find out where the Baha'is are in strength. So far, wherever we are, Baha'is are not in strength. And we are everywhere in the world. You know, that's the best way of judging it. We are in Pakistan, we are in India, we are in England, in other European, American countries, in the far-fetched islands. Wherever we are, the Baha'is are just to be found in propaganda and not in real existence. So where are they, these 3 million? That mystery has to be solved.
In connection with this question which my friend has just asked, sir, comparing the preaching of Ahmadiyyat with Baha'is, sir, I think I also watched that program. I think he's speaking of the same. When we preach or tell about our theology and the philosophy, we tell the people to compare their own religion and go deep into the philosophies. And then, of course, after learning about these things, the people come into the fold of Ahmadiyyat. But there I saw, sir, that a group of people go around in the villages and they just knock at the door or call on the people and tell them, well, look, we belong to this sect and this is our belief. Do you think it is right, our beliefs? And if so, would you sign this membership form? And if they say, yes, we will sign this form, that is just they accept without going deep into the theology and the philosophy of Baha'iyat.
Without any responsibility.
Without any responsibility, just signing a form of paper there and then. And that is probably how they...
Was that shown
them.
On the television?
Yes, sir.
This is how Baha'ism was spread?
That's right.
I see, that sort of
so
number
this
could
is
grow
how
anything.
Their number, of course, would increase by hundreds every day. Right. So I don't think there is any comparison between our preaching and their preaching, sir.
And that also shows, it's a put-up show. I mean, that generally doesn't happen everywhere, that too. That should be accepted with a pinch of salt. Maybe somewhere they had organized the show and the television went there and took the pictures. Why such importance is given to them in the European countries now, and America particularly, that is a mystery. That importance is not offered you. It's not afforded to you.
No.
You are given no chance. We have to fight hard for every inch of the propaganda. And they are afforded every help. That is what I meant by some suspicious things going on, which have to be further investigated.
Brother, I just want to make an observation. Some time ago, it was not forbidden for us to go and attend the meetings of the Baha'is. So I...
It is not forbidden for you even now. Who told you it's forbidden?
We received an instruction that if we are invited to their meeting...
I said you shouldn't speak from the forum of the Baha'is, yes. But nobody forbade you to attend the Baha'i meetings. You are not forbidden to attend any meetings in the world.
All right.
So there are two different things.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for the explanation.
I said don't speak from the forum of the Baha'is, because even if you do not, many Muslim hostile mullah is spreading false rumors about Ahmadis. And this is one of them, that they are bracketed with Baha'is, they are like them. So they, you would give them an opportunity of propagating against Ahmadis, that look here, you see, this is what we were saying, telling you. Baha'is and Ahmadis, they go hand in hand. While no Muslim participated in that, but the Ahmadis did. So to defend our position, I instructed that you should not use the Baha'is forum for addressing people. But to attend their meetings, I'm just telling you, I went to their temple myself along with my family and we attended that. There's no harm. In fact, we should be wary of what's happening in the world.
Okay. So, twice I attended their meetings in Leamington Spa.
And also spoke from...
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, I know that. Yes, please.
So this is why I explained before that it was before that instruction.
Right, right.
So, now that was their annual function that which they hold every year in Leamington Spa, and people from all over Britain come there and attend. And they do a lot of publicity for that, sometimes on the television, on the newspapers, everywhere. But when I went there, I saw there were only 20 members. And among them, only 3 were Baha'is.
See, this is exactly what I am telling you, yes?
Yes. So, this is not
and
once,
the,
twice.
And the television people would not know this fact, you know. When they come, they would consider that all the 20 are Baha'is. And I don't know whether you were also counted among Baha'is. <or not.
laughs>
I mean, you could have.
Because those who were showing it, they didn't know that what who am I.
Yes. We should be on the watch as far as Baha'is are concerned and that, expose them.
Yes.
I told some Ahmadis to write to various Baha'is in various countries, Baha'is organizations, to let us know exactly what their beliefs are. And not a single answer was received. Not a single one. All the audience should try this, try their luck and find out. And the surprising thing is that they tell different beliefs to different people. So this is why they are shy of sending information to unknown source, unknown questioners. Unknown inquirers are a source of danger to them. They might contradict each other. So, but anyway, we should go on trying this. Authentically, we must find out what their beliefs are and what their law is. Because the beliefs are also changing and the law has also been changing to suit them according to the situation.
Then, Huzur, in July 84, there was an exhibition in Olympia here in London, which was international exhibition. And
international conference of Baha'is?
No, Huzur, it was exhibition.
Exhibition.
In the Olympia Exhibition Center.
And all the religions and various sects and denominations were representing there. They had their stalls and lots of people came there.
Right.
And we had also our stall there. So I all went to their stall because Bhai was also there, and the stall was very nice, and probably it was one of the best stall. Mm. It was arranged nicely. Lot of money was spent on various things. But the people who were there, I have seen them actually more than 3-4 times, sometimes South Hall, sometimes during the spa, everywhere they are same people. They are the people only holding that
position
everywhere.
Very interesting, very interesting. Next time you when you go there, first of all, don't speak on their platform. And secondly, take a video with you. So that you can take a video picture of every occasion, and then you can see that these are the Baha'is, the only Baha'is in fact which are in England.
So then,
a very interesting discovery anyway, thank you.
Yes. Then Huzoor, I asked them that I want to see your book, your sacred book which you present.
They which said, one? Al-Quds?
Al-Quds,
Aqdas,
yes. Exactly. I said, can I see your book because I want to have a copy of it. I do have the Holy Quran and the mm-hmm. Bible and other books, but I do not have your book. Can you please give it to me? They said, no, sorry, we do not have that book. I said, no, all right, if you don't have at this time, can you, sometime mm-hmm. later on, can you get a copy for me? This was international, exhibition.
Exactly.
Where they were presenting many books on Baha'is. Lot of books, charts, everything. But they do not have their own, sacred book.
Right,
and if I, I insisted that I want the original book, they said, it is, we are very sorry that we cannot provide it.
Never?
No, never.
But I think we have got a copy of it here, haven't we?
Yes, it is.
We have a copy here. Yes. Why don't you publish it yourself?
Then Huzoor, after that we said, what is the claim of Baha'u'llah? Mm. So they said that, because we said that we have heard that he said that he is God himself, personified. So they said, no, it is wrong. He is not God. He has never said that he is God. It is only metaphorically he said so. Otherwise, he is just a prophet of God. And now this is the propaganda which they are making in the
country. But there is a categorical statement, not one, many statements of Baha'u'llah, which cannot be interpreted otherwise. He is writing from the jail, central jail in Iran, to one of his disciples, and tells him that, look here, this is the sacrifice of God. He is imprisoned here, behind chains, and his creation is free, enjoying life abroad. And this is the true sacrifice. This is the true, the Christian belief of redemption. That I, God, is behind chains, suffering for your sake. So things to that effect have been said by him and have been published in so many ways, not in one place, there are so many other places as well, where he has committed himself categorically. He says previously, prophets were sent. Now God himself has come. This is the final manifestation. So as against prophets, he declares himself to be God. How could you declare it to be metaphorical or figure of speech? Because prophets are put on one end and he himself is on the other.
Thank you.
Baha'u'llah, yes, claimed to be a sort of prophet, and he was murdered too.
Thank you.